To our listeners, enjoy your Sunday.
And enjoy your sport. And last word to Paramat. Ray, can you make yourself available for a report on the BSB tomorrow morning if Roger gets up tonight? It'd be just lovely.
If he wins, I'm there.
Sky Sports Radio takes you far and wide for the best in thoroughbred racing. This Tuesday, we bring you the state's longest race, the Riverina Cup over 3,800 metres from Wagga. Start your race day with John Scorsese's preview from 10 a.m. here on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Everyone knows a festival is only as good as its lineup, and this year, Volksfest 2017 boasts incredible deals across a wide range of Volkswagen models, like the new Amarok Core 4x4, tougher than ever, and yours from only $40,990 drive away, including impressive features like diff lock, app connect, and rear view camera. Don't miss out on this season of great deals during Volksfest 2017. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning to you. Simon Harrison in the chair at 2 minutes after 10. We're about to get into the preview for Hawkesbury with Chantelle Buckley. But first of all, let's head to the track and hear from our manager, Jeff Haynes. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Simon.
Right, how's Hawkesbury shaping up for this afternoon's meeting?
No, everything looks good, mate. We had a little bit of a light frost this morning. Beautiful sunny sky. It looks like a great winter's day on the track that's good for. Genuine four, maybe get to a three, but I doubt it this time of the year because I like to say the track looks good, but it doesn't. The frost has knocked us around, but it should race really well, mate.
You'd be happy with a four all day, though. That's a good result.
For this time of the year, we've had an amazing run. Like, we had a really bad, everybody had a bad autumn, but winter's been really good to us. And yeah, good four for this time of year, and perfect, mate. And we've got the rail out 3 metres from the 13 to the winning post. We raced last week and just moved out a couple of metres, just get away from the damaged area, mate.
Okay, then, so it should be pretty even across the board.
I can't see why not, mate. Robbie Brewer galloped this morning, said it just had the just a really nice surface for this time of the year.
Good stuff, Jeff. Thanks very much for the update, and good luck with the meeting today.
Thanks, Simon.
So Jeff Haynes joining us there. Chantelle Buckley standing by to find us all of the winners for Hawkesbury. Chantelle, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. That's a good card at Hawkesbury this afternoon.
Yeah, look, it is. The weather's beautiful. It's about 9 degrees at this present time. Hopefully it warms up a little bit, but we'll try and find a few winners. Obviously not quite the depth that we had last Thursday, but and a few key scratchings that are missing today, but should be a good day nonetheless.
Yeah, a few of the scratchings were running yesterday, but we'll run through it, and I'll give the latest tab fixed odds as we go. The first, Shan tells you at 25 minutes after midday, is for the Western Sydney Wanderers. This one's a two-year-old maiden over 1,000 metres, and the one scratching here is number 3, D'Argento. So we're down to a field of 7. And with the market, number 1 missed out has been $8 to $9. 2, Balearic, $10 to $13. 4, Marble, $3.20 to $3.30. 5, Automade, $21. 6, Songlike, the favourite, $2.10 into $1.80. 7, Stella Victoria at $23 out from $15. And 8, Velour has been $9 to $9.50. So an odds-on favourite to start the card, Chantelle, in Songlike. It's at $1.80.
I can certainly see why. Look, I think she'll be too good. I put her on top. Last preparation, she debuted in the Sweet Embrace. She failed on the heavy track there. She was well beaten. They sent her straight to the paddock after that. They brought her back. She's had two very, very impressive trials, including her last trial where she jumped well. Tim Clark opted to drag her back, and she was explosive through the middle of the pack there. She ran the fastest time of the morning, and she only needs to convert that trial form here today, and I think she'll be too good. I think $1.80 isn't too bad for her in the first. I have popped Marvel into second spot. Now, he's had the three trials overall. Two of them were recent, and he still does a little bit wrong. I think what he's doing is basically on raw ability, but he takes charge of the jockey there, and I think the fact that he's drawn out wide is probably a good thing, because I don't know if he'd want to be cluttered up on him if he does decide to step slow away. So he's obviously a work in progress. He's not quite there yet, but hopefully if he can get things his own way, he might be running on. His stablemate, Vela, she's a very well-bred filly, obviously a half-sister to Alter, who's been a group winner. She's had the one trial back. She got caught deep on that occasion, and I thought she worked to the line quite nicely under her own steam. And I am popping Kurt Goldman's horse, missed out into fourth spot. He's had two starts, obviously. Last preparation, he debuted as a favourite at Goulburn, was beaten. He then went to town, beaten on that occasion after leading them up. He was spelled. I thought his trial into this was quite nice, winning trial down there at Goulburn. But I think Song Like will be too good in the first.
Okay, so Song Like there to get the card started. Race number two is a benchmark 65 over 1,000 metres. And the scratchings here are 1 Adjective and 8 Brockton Punch. So we're down to a field of 7 here in the second. And with the market, 2 Court Victory is $61 in from 81. 3 Phuket, 440 to 5. 4 Single and Free, the favourite, 230 to 260. 5 Sir Magic, $4.80 to 5. 6 Phoebe's Lass has been 420 into 380. And the firmer. 7 Samantha Song, 26. And 9 Bite the Media. A little bit of money there. $9.50 into $8.50. So Single and Free, the favourite, Chantel at $2.60. But steady support for Phoebe's Lass, which is now $3.80 on the second line.
She was meant to be my value bet of the day last night. She was about 7 or 8 to 1. But obviously, with the scratching there, she's come right in. But I've put her on top. And I know she didn't do too much first up over the 1200 at Nara. But if you go back to her last prep, she's got a fantastic second up record. She finished second in town over the 1,000, 3 runs back. So I'm going back on that form and just hoping that she can live up to that second up record back to the 1,000 here, and she gets a claim for Courtney Vanderwolf. So I've popped her on top. Phuket, I've popped him into second spot. He hit the front last start over the 1250, was run down, only beaten just over a length. He comes back to the 1,000. He does go up 2.5 kilos in weight, however. So Magic, one of Angela Davies runners, he's had the one quiet trial into this. He has a pretty good first up record. He's had 1 for 1 at this track, and he gets a claim for Blake McDougall. And I've popped with the media into fourth spot. She goes around with 51 kilos. I know she has attitude, and it all depends on what type of fight the media turns up. But if she turns up and puts the best foot forward, she won't be too far away running around with 51 kilos. I've left the favourite Single and Free out. I know he's a good horse. He's probably one of the class runners in the race, but I just think the 1,000 might be too short for him. Happy to wait to see him up over a little bit further. But Phoebe's Lass on top in the second.
Okay, so Phoebe's Lass there, the on-top selection, race number two. Over to the third event. This one's a maiden over 2,000 metres. And the scratchings here are 2, which is Oz Picasso, 3 Delacroix, 6 Vindex, 8 Flying DJ, and 11 Verve Girls. So quite a few scratchings, 2, 3, 6, 8, 11 all coming out. With the market here, Chantel, number 1 Front View has been 10 to 13. 4 Happy Hustler, $5.50 into $5. 5 Lucky Tiger, $2.80 into $2.70. 7 Chilly Beauty, $8.50 to 10. 9 Jewel of Honor, $71. 10 Baruska for the Snowdens, $2 to $2.15, and 11 Verve Girl at $34. So it's $2.15 for Baruska ahead of Lucky Tiger at $2.70.
I'm happy to stick with Baruska, the favourite. Unfortunately, we lose Flying DJ, and I thought she was our pacemaker, so not too sure what he's going to take up the lead now. But Baruska, if you go back 2 starts ago at Goulburn, he was the favourite. He was caught deep from a wide alley, and I thought he battled away okay over the 2100. He then stepped up to the 2300 at Newcastle last start, and I didn't think he was too bad. I just thought he saw out that. I just didn't quite think he saw out that last furlong. So he comes back to the 2000. He's rock hard fit, and I think that's the key to him bringing him back slightly in distance. A Lucky Tiger, he was scratched from Newcastle yesterday to run here. He's placed his 8 from 15 runs. He finds himself another winnable race. He's rock hard fit himself, and he's definitely capable of saluting here today. Now, put Happy Hustler into third spot. He didn't do too much here last start. He steps up to the 2,000 for the first time. He's quite a casual guy. He lands himself out the back, and he might be running on And I don't, well, as I said, I don't think the distance will be too much of a worry for him. And Julia Vonner, I know she's $71, but if you go back and watch her last start at Goulburn, I thought it was a huge effort. She was really working into the race quite nicely over the mile. She steps up to the 2,000 for the first time also, but I think that might be what she's looking for. She's a horse that hasn't really done too much in her career thus far, but I think the distance is what she's been crying out for. So I've popped her into fourth spot, but Verushka on top in the third.
Okay, then, so 10 from 549 there, the numbers in race three. We'll take a look at race four. This one's a maiden over 1,300, and scratchings here are 6 Swift Express and 7 Easy Mover. Now at the fixed odds here, Chantel, one Addicted for Gwenda Markwell has been 460 out to 550. 2 Celebris, 460 out from 440. 3 Damaging, 370 to $4. 4 Holt Street, 19. 5 Our Barty at 15. 8 Miss Fortuitous, 12 into 8. 9 Dragon Shadow, $41. And 10 Experiment at $2.80 in from 3. And that's the best back runner, number 10. Experiment.
I put Addicted on top. I thought he cost himself the race last time out at Nara. He laid in over the concluding stages, and look, he's placed 3 out of his 5. A senior rider goes back on board today. Brock Ride rode him last start. Look, Brock did a thing wrong with him, but I just think he's a horse that has a bit of a mind of his own, and I think a stronger rider might be what this horse needs. He got a bit keen in behind them. Obviously, that was over. I don't remember what that was over, actually. He drops back to the 1,300 here today, so they might go that touch quicker for him to relax that little bit, and I think he'll be able to get the job done. I've popped Damaging into a second spot. Look, this horse didn't really show much in his first preparation. He's since had a spell. He came back, had one quiet trial. I'm just hoping he's come back a better horse. Experiment, the favourite, I've popped him into a third spot. He debuts here. Thought he started to work for the line really nicely in a 1,000-metre trial. He looks like he needs 1,300 on debut. That really suits. He should run well. And Miss Fortuitous, look, I thought she was home at Doggo the other week. She just got beat. She got run down late on the line, actually. She's consistent. They have been country races, I know, but I couldn't leave out her and the fact that she's been running and showing some good ability over her last few runs back at her home track. But I think Addicted will be too good in race four.
So one Addicted there from 3, 10 and 8. That's the first half of the card done at Hawkesbury. Chantel, we'll take a quick break and then have a look at today's quaddy.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races, already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder.
Tintin in America, Harvey Adams, still coming down.
Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Nano, is that a new painting on your wall?
It's a TV, Mum.
Wow.
Mum, it's the signature LG 4K wallpaper. They're the thinnest TVs on the planet.
Amazing.
So is the picture quality.
Who set it up?
I did.
Nano.
Okay, Bingley's delivery and installation people did.
I thought so.
And right now, you'll get a free wall mount installation and delivery when you buy any LG 4K ultra high def TV, 55 inches and above, at Bingley.
That's a great deal.
From the home of TV, Bingley.
Sunday mornings get the best harness and greyhound racing wraps on Chasing and Pacing Rewind. From 10:30, we bring you the lowdown on all the Menangle and Wentworth Park action. Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of trackside thoroughbred, greys and harness races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m, you'll see trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
There's nothing quite like being there, so make tracks to the Maury Ag Supplies and Steel Tab Race Day this Thursday. There'll be bookies and full-on course tote, a canteen, bar and courtesy bus operating. Gates open 11:30 a.m. and entry to this 7 race card is free. That's the Maury Ag Supplies and Steel Race Day this Thursday. Proudly supported by Maury Veterinary Hospital and Pycone Bookmaking Brothers.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Welcome back. At a quarter past 10, we'll take a look at the first leg of the quaddy at Hawkesbury. Race number 5 is due at 2:45. And it's a maiden over 1,300 metres. The two scratchings are 6 Nationality and 10 Miss Fortuitous has come out. With this market, Chantel, number 1, Bell Swiper, has been 41 to 61. 2 Cologne, $3 to $3.30. 3 Ricotorio, $7 to $8. 4 Cool One, $15 into $12. 5 Jackson, $3.30 into $2.90, and that's your favourite. 7 Zedge, $6.50 to $7. 8 Seeking Affection, $7 to $7.50. 9 Lugard Road, $21 to $23. 11 Pretty and Perfect, $61 into $23. So a mover there at longer odds. Did open 51 following scratchings this morning, but now 23. 12 Roving Eye at $18. And 13 Swift Express has been 31 to 34. So the favourite is Jackson at $2.90 ahead of Cologne. But at longer odds, there has been some support for Pretty and Perfect.
I'm actually feeling that Nationality was scratched from this race because he obviously ran yesterday, but I thought he was an absolute moral today. Anyway, he's not going around, so I put Jackson on top. I thought it was a really big effort first up with no trial. He was quite messed up in the yard, so I think he'd be better for that run. And he sets up to the 13. I think he looks ready to win. He's placed 2 or 4. He's a work in progress. He still does a few things wrong. He lays in, he lays out, but hopefully today he puts it all together and he can take out the 5th. I put Colorado in 2 at second spot. He's been narrowly beaten in his last 2. I just don't want to see him in front too early. He's managed to hit the front in his last 2 and has just been run down. So hopefully Johnny Grimes can just hold off as long as he can and stick his head out right on the line. That's what you'd like to see from him. I've popped Ricotorio into 3rd spot, 2nd up here after a lengthy break. He'll certainly be better for the run. He's just drawn an awkward gate. And the other runner of Jason Adard's Edge, look, I know she'll beat 8 lengths on debut at Newcastle, but she did a few things wrong, and I think she should benefit from the experience. I've left Jason's other runner out that's firm there, Pretty and Perfect, I think it is, but I've gone with Jackson in race 5.
Okay, so number 5, Jackson there to get the quaddy underway. Over to race 6, the second leg of the quaddy is the Class 1 Beards of Hope Cup. It's over 1,300 metres, and the one scratching here is Scott Singleton's runner. Number 7, Concota, has come out. With the market here, we've got number 1, $11. That's a Dicta Craft, 11 in from 13. 2 Street Pursuit, $3.30 out from $3.20. 3 Anne's Gift, $12. 4 Florence Hill, $2.50 into $2.20. 5 Lily's Little Girl, $13 into $11. 6 Sugar Dance, $4.60. 8 She Excites, $26. And 9 Stormy Bends at $31 out from $19. Favourite here, Chantel, number 4, Florence Hill at $2.20.
I can see why. I think she's ready to win today. She's only had the 3 runs here in Australia. Didn't quite see the miles on start. She comes back to the 1,300. She wasn't beaten too far over here in her first Aussie run. That was 3 starts back in town. So I think she looks ready, and the fact that she comes back in distance, she's proven over the 1,400, so we know 13 isn't going to be a problem for her. Street Pursuit into second. He won his maiden 3 back. He then failed on a heavy 10 at Canterbury. He tried, but he went a while. I thought he was only fair on that occasion, but the fact that they put the blinkers on, I think, is the key to him here today. Sugar Dance, I thought he found the line really nicely to win his maiden at the Bathurst. This is harder. He needs to take that next step up. But just watching his replay, I think he's got the ability to do that. And Stormy Benz, he did a really good job last start. He covered a bit of ground. He wanted to lay in over the concluding stages there. So I think if he gets the right sort of run, I wouldn't be surprised to see this guy finishing a little bit closer. But I've left him in 4th spot for now. But Florence Hill, I think, should be too good. And this race is actually named after, sponsored by the Beards of Hope, who Ty England, Tommy Berry and all Brett Novella have all started growing their beards to raise money for this great cause. And unfortunately, none of it, well, Brett and Tommy not riding at the meeting today, but Ty doesn't have a ride in this race. It would have been nice to see Ty saluting in a race that's sponsored by something that he's quite passionate about.
Yes, I saw Tommy's beard coming along quite healthily when he was being interviewed yesterday.
All 3 of them.
Yeah.
Like Ned Kelly at the moment. Yeah. Look, it's a great course. Good luck to their wives.
Yeah, they are. He really is like a bush ranger, isn't he?
He does, yeah.
Okay, so Florence Hill, the on-top selection there in the sixth race. Over to race seven for the third leg of the quaddy. This one's a class one over 1,500 metres and a field of nine here with no scratchings. With the market, Special Missile is $3.10 out from $3. Number two, Base Camp, $7 to $7.50. Three, Deer Mountain, $4.40 to $5. Four, Letter to Juliet, $6 to $6.50. Five, Common Purpose, $4.60. Six, Chilcotin, $4.80 into $4.60. Seven, 88 Carat, $41 out from $34. Eight, Orphan Teeb is $100 to $1. And nine, Treasured Art, $61 to $71. Favourite here, Chantel, number one, Special Missile at $3.10.
Well, just to go against the favourite, and I've popped the mountain on top. I thought she was finding the line really nicely last time out. That was over the 1,200. She jumps up to the 1,500. She drops 2 kilos off that run. I thought she's drawn perfectly in grade three. She'll get a fantastic run in behind. And look, I know it's the first time over the distance, but she settles really well. She relaxes nice, and she does show a good turn of foot. So I'm happy to put her on top. A Special Missile, I thought he got the job done in nice style at Warwick Farm last start. He did have to cover a little bit of ground and still prove too good. He does rise to 4.5 kilos off that run. I think that's the only thing that deterred me off keeping him on top. Base Camp, the stable opting to take the blinkers off here today. I thought he needed the first up run. He can certainly improve off that and he's our likely leader. And a Letter to Juliet, she got the maiden out of the way. I know that was over the 1,500, but she was fresh. I'm still not quite convinced that she's a 1,500-metre horse. I still think she needs a little bit further. Obviously, before she had that freshen up, she got up over the 1,900, 2,000 metres. So I've popped her into fourth, but I'm still thinking that she needs a furlong or two more before we see her putting it up, winning again. But Deer Mountain on top, I thought she's ready to win today, a class one over the 1,500.
Okay, Deer Mountain, the on-top selection there in the seventh race. And over to the last, race eight. We'll close the card at 25 to 5, a benchmark 70 over 1,800. And a field of 10, there's nothing scratched here. Now, with the market, one Something Borrowed is 34. Two Calypso Bay, 380. Three Balius, 9 to 11. Four Kent, $4.60. Five Charlie Royale, 34. Six Manhattan Sun at 14. Seven Trianton at 9.50 in from 11. Eight Concubine, $5 to $6. Nine More Mowat, $7 to $8. And 10 Oakfield Monarch has been $6 into $4.60. So support there. So Calypso Bay's at the top of the market at $3.80, Chantel. But there has been support for both seven Trianton and 10 Oakfield Monarch.
This is the hardest race of the day. I found this really hard to dissect. But look, when I originally looked at the form, I thought Calypso Bay would win it, and then I went through the form and thought, oh, God, there's probably about four or five others that could beat him, but I am going to leave him on top here. Look, I think he's a progressive horse in the race. I'm happy to forgive his last start. Look, there's no excuses. He started favourite, but I'm just hoping that he can deliver his win from two back at Canterbury. I know that was on a heavy 10, but I just thought he really hit the line. Quite impressive. Yes, he's back on a dry track, but I know that when Brenton got off him, he said there's not much in between those ears. He still doesn't know what it's all about. He's a horse that's obviously working through the grades quite nicely, and he's still doing it on raw ability. Yes, he has to log the 61 kilos around, but I'm not too worried about that. Now, I've popped Kent into second spot. He comes back in grade here and gets the 2 kilos off of Brock Ryan. He never looked a winning chance last time out at Canterbury, but if you go back to his run prior to that, he was starting to find the line quite nicely. So I'm just going on the fact that he's dropping back in grade and he's won here before. Concubine, she's a Victorian mare. Look, there's not too much to go on. Well, it's hard to get a guide on her form, but she was about, I think it's 3.5 lengths away at Sandown in the same type of race. We know she'll run out a strong 1,800. I think she's a real danger. And Manhattan Song is third up today and out to a winnable trip. Now, Valius is another horse that could run well. Triumphant is another horse. And also More Mowat gets out to a distance where he's proven over. So it's a really tough race to end the day. And if you're having a quaddie, you nearly need to put about six in this. I've gone four, but yeah, it's a really hard race to end the day, put it that way.
Okay, so Calypso Bay there over Kent in the last. And what did you make the best for the card, Chantel?
My best bet's race one, number six, Songlike. I just think she'll be too good. And if you got $2.10 about her last night, well done to you. $1.80 still isn't too bad. And my value bet is race two, number six. Well, it was value, but it's unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. But I think she should be able to do something in a second.
And how did you think we should play the quaddie this afternoon?
Well, I thought the first couple of lengths were quite easy to work out in race five. I've put Jackson and Colorado. I think they're the two that will be fighting it out. In race six, Florence Hill and Shoot. I think those two will be fighting it out. In race seven, I've had to go a little bit wider here. I've put my first four numbers on top. Dear Mountain Special, Myself, Base Camp, A Letter to Juliet. And race eight, Calypso Bay, Kent, Concubine, and Manhattan Song. And as I said, there's probably a couple more that you could throw into the last race there just to be safe.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Chantel. We'll take you from the yard via Thoroughbred Central throughout the afternoon.
Thanks very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Catch you then. Chantel Buckley there with the preview for Hawkesbury. Their first race, as mentioned, 25 minutes after midday. It's approaching 26 past 10.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any F&P or LG washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging and the old washer taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details. Enjoy the best of winter listed racing from the opulence of the Grandview Restaurant at Royal Randwick. Indulge in a three-course meal and beverage package designed by our award-winning executive chef. Located on level one of the QE2 grandstand, the Grandview is perfectly positioned to view all the action on the track. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au. That's theatc.com.au.
And the tab.com.au jockey challenge is up for Hawkesbury, where Jason Collett is $1.65. Corey Brown, Ty England are both at $3.80. Karen McAvoy is at $18 out to $21 then for Keegan Latham. We do have Grafton today, final day of the carnival with the McLean Cup. And in their jockey challenge, Ben Look is $1.95. Any other jockey is at $5.50. Rachel Murray, $6.50. Josh Adams at $9. Carla Doherty there at $10. The challenge is up for Geelong, and it's more open here. Jack Hill, $3. Michael D, $3.20. $6. Ben Allen, $7.50. Jordan Giles, $8.50 for any other jockey. The jockey challenge at Murray Bridge, Jason Holder, $2.50. Any other jock, $4. Damien Thornton, $5.50. Jamie Carr at $7. For Toowoomba, Brad Stewart's $2.60. Josh Oliver, $3.10. Bo Apo is at $4. And for Devonport, it's Dan Ganderton, $2.25. Siggy Carr, $3.30. David Perez, $4.10 for Hayley McCarthy. So as far as our previews go, we'll have Pacing Rewind in just a moment with Fred Hastings. Chasing Rewind to follow with Stewie Turner. And from 11 o'clock, we'll get some Canberra Greyhound selections from Kill O'Rourke. Get a couple of best bets at Dubbo Paceway. Gary Cleese to find us the winners for McLean Cup Day at Grafton shortly after 11. We'll take a look at Toowoomba with Damien Courtney at around 20 past 11. Dean Lester with the Geelong winners at half past 11. And then Peter Ellis to find us the information or the winners at Murray Bridge at around a quarter to midday. It's 28 past 10.
Your Greyhound Racing Week. 10 a.m. Mondays on Going Greyhounds with Stuart Turner. Then through the week, get the tab market movers along with interviews with crucial players. If it's Greyhounds, we've got it. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Breed your mare to proven Group 1 producer Dewport, sire of Australian Guineas winner Hey Doc, and recent Sydney winners Heavenly Anna and Slow Burn. Dewport's yearlings averaged $78,000 in 2017. All-inclusive breeding packages in Dewport, including adjustment, vet and GST for $10,000. Contact Angus Lamont at Coringle on 0429 842 875.
Sky Sports Radio takes you far and wide for the best in thoroughbred racing. This Tuesday, we bring you the state's longest race, the Riverina Cup over 3,800 metres from Wagga. Start your race day with John Scorsese's preview from 10 a.m. here on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio.
There's nothing quite like being there, so make tracks to the Morey Ag Supplies and Steel Tab Race Day this Thursday. There'll be bookies and full-on course tote, a canteen, bar and courtesy bus operating. Gates open 11:30 a.m. and entry to this seven-race card is free. That's the Morey Ag Supplies and Steel Race Day this Thursday. Proudly supported by Morey Veterinary Hospital and Pycone Bookmaking Brothers.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda, with 300 new cars in stock over 5 acres. Penrith Mazda VT50 Youth Centre with 50 youths on display. Let us package you a great deal. Grab a coffee and a bite to eat in our Cafe Zoom while your car is serviced. See the Mazda experts today. Penrith